So, if essential points are not changed, then why is it thought that Vishnu is God and Krishna is incarnation if Krishna is the source? See, first of all, there is no difference between Krishna and Vishnu. They are the same person. There are specific ways of analyzing when the difference will be emphasized. And there are specific ways of analyzing when the difference will not be emphasized. So, in essence, Krishna is God, in essence, Vishnu is God. And by worshipping Krishna, one can become liberated. By worshipping Vishnu, one can be liberated. So, in terms of potency, both of them are the same. Let me complete what I'm saying. So, there is identity. In terms of identity, whether it is Vishnu worshippers or Krishna worshippers, neither of them say that the other form is not God. They all agree that it's God. The second aspect, where the difference is stressed, is that who is that actually it's a difference in mood. Difference in mood means Krishna is like God at home. Vishnu is like God in office. Same person in office will not manifest the intimate emotions. Say, the Prime Minister of a country or the President of a country. When the Prime Minister President goes home, the grandson may make him a horse and sit on his back. And he may run around and may delight in that. But he's not going to do that at office. So we see that Krishna exhibits intimate emotions. Sometimes his friends, they sit on top of him. They make him carry him around. Nobody does that to Vishnu. Vishnu sits on a throne. So he's the same person in two different moods. And Krishna is God at home, so he manifests more emotions, more sweeter, more intimate emotions than Krishna does. So
Supreme.
both of them, they are one person, two forms. So to say that who is supreme, it's like asking, is the Prime Minister at office the Prime Minister or the Prime Minister at home the Prime Minister? It's one person. Please come. It's one person. They're not two different persons. So there is actually no need for a competition. It is not that, sometimes here we debate, is Krishna God or Vishnu God? But Krishna and Vishnu are not fighting with each other. I am God, you are God. There is no actually fight. They're the same person, two different moods. Now, why is the conception that that Krishna is the avatar of Vishnu coming? The reason for that is that, as I said, in the Vedas, see, now if, say, the Prime Minister of India or the President of America has a nickname, the nickname is not going to come in the official, say, US Gazette or the official US documents. But that is also name of the Prime Minister, President or the Head of State. So how it is, from the point of view of managing the country, it is the President as a official person. President in office, that name, that mood, that profile is going to be prominent. So in the Vedas, it is that Vishnu is God in office. So Vishnu is the person to whom who is referred to far more. It is not Krishna who is referred to more. Because in this world, when the devatas are in trouble and when they want to pray, at that time, whom do they pray to? They pray to God in office. It's like if there is some problem, we go to the police person at the police station. We don't go to the police person at home. So we go to the police person at the police station. So like that, people go to God in office. So now from the perspective of this world, see, the world is here. Vishnu is here. Vishnu is here. Vishnu is God in office. Now, same person, Krishna, is God at home. Now, from here, the prayer always goes to Vishnu. And it is in response to the prayer to Vishnu that various avatars come. Whether it is Ram or Narasimha or whoever it is. The prayer always goes to Vishnu and other avatars come. So, because the prayer is going to Vishnu and in response to that, various forms are coming. That's why the notion comes that actually Vishnu is the source of the avatars. You're understanding? The prayer is going to Vishnu and in response to that, the avatars are coming. But the very word avatar means avatariti iti avatar, one who descends. That means that it is not that when the devatas pray to Vishnu, at that time it is Krishna, the Krishna form is created and Krishna comes. Rather, Krishna exists in the spiritual world eternally. Ram exists in the spiritual world eternally. Narasimha exists in the spiritual world eternally. When the prayer goes to Vishnu, who is the administrator, God in office, and according to the particular leela to be performed, according to the particular time, one of these avatars come. So because these forms come through Vishnu, so often they are thought of as incarnations of Vishnu. But the point is that it is not that Vishnu is God and others are incarnations. All of them are existing eternally in the spiritual world. All of them are God. They are God in different moods, in different roles. God in office, God at home. God more intimate, God less intimate. So the notion that Krishna is the incarnation of Vishnu is commonplace because in the Vedas, primarily, it is God in office who is referred to. And when the prayer goes to the God in office, then the one of the other forms of God descends.
Yeah, but not one person, not all.